Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I just got this DM. How are you showing up on my feed? You're like a bad rash. I've blocked you several times. She doesn't even like the zoo.
I think she doesn't like it because of your attitude.
No, I pretend like I'm
smells. In smells. What is this food?
No.
My feet. Oh, where's my cane?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Chef Stuart O'Keefe and Paige Davis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Paige, did you take the Venus CBD last night?
All right. I did not take it last night. You know why? Because I had to wake up at a decent hour because the night before I took it, and I took a whole one, I slept 11 hours.
I've never slept 11 hours in my life. That's insane.
I think you're trying to drug me, Jeff.
He does that. He does that to me every night.
I do. I'm like, do you want melatonin or do you want
CBD?
I'm
like, is there an option? Like, is there an option of like, no, I don't want anything? He's like, no.
And I'm then
like,
last night he tried. He's like, just give me one. And so I took two and pushed them together.
Take two.
To make it look like one. And then I handed it to him.
I mean, I just.
Because
you know.
Otherwise you're going to fucking toss and turn all night long and keep me up. So yes, I do drug you.
Okay, it's nice.
However, I did get, this could be why you're sleeping so much. Hey, dipshit, make sure you tell listeners to check with their doctor if they are on antidepressants and taking the bullshit Tamra CBD gummy pills, whatever the fuck they are. Also, you're not supposed to take melatonin for more than 2 weeks. You are being very dangerous by promoting that stuff. Such an idiot. So are you mixing?
That's not nice.
Yeah.
Are you mixing the gummies with antidepressants?
Yes.
Maybe that's why you're sleeping so long.
I shouldn't take a whole one. That was my fault. Yeah. I got to do the half. So...
But didn't you sleep 13 hours the other night?
So after...
That's insane. Like, how?
So after, like half the day. That's a day.
I'd have to go on a two-day bender to do that, like, or something.
After the Oscars party, Jeff was like, oh, you got to try these. And I was, you know, I was a little drunk, and I took a whole one 13 hours 13. Later.
13 hours.
Oh, my God. You're going to start missing work.
Thank God I work at night.
Oh, my God.
But if you do go to venuscbd.com and use code Jeff, you can get 30% off. But maybe check with your doctor and then maybe don't mix it with antidepressants. I don't know.
Whoops.
I don't know. Because you think maybe that's the issue. And by the way, so Paige came over last night and we finally got the patio furniture delivered. So it was nice.
So
we sat
nice.
Outside.
Yeah, it was cute.
You did not do the Holy Trinity last night, which explained to people.
Yes, I did.
You did?
I had... Because I brought everyone Wetzel's pretzels.
Oh, that was like, the iced tea in the Wetzel's pretzels.
I had a lemonade from Wetzel's because that lemonade is just to die. Like, you can't have a pretzel and not get the lemonade.
Those Wetzel's pretzels.
So I had champagne, I had the lemonade, and I had water. So there we go.
So you did have the Holy Trinity.
It's right in front of me right now, Jeff.
My computer just went down. Are the phones down today? Because my computer just went blank.
Well, if it's not the phone, it's the computer. If it's not the computer, it's the TV screen or something else.
That was the first time I had a Wetzel pretzel last night. I never had them before.
It is so incredible. My pretzel it was all buttered with salt. I don't know why Shane got the plain one. That's just boring. Why would you do that?
It's just.
And then we had the cheese dip.
God, that was good. I love those Wetzel. Also, so tomorrow, Stu and I are going to be at the Hideaway Winery from 12 to 2. I wouldn't say it's an appearance, okay? Because people are like DMing us, it's an appearance. We're going wine tasting. It would be cool if another 38 Jeff Lewis Live listeners showed up to drink with, yes. But, you know, keep in mind, we want to talk to everybody. We also want to hang out. You know,
of course, yeah.
But we don't need to be
alone.
But
I mean, it kind of sounds like an appearance.
We don't need to be alone.
I can see where they get it.
But maybe I should do that Holy Trinity tomorrow. If I'm going to do wine,
that will
water.
Absolutely help double hydration, Jeff.
Let the boys know.
So should I do like a Coke with water with wine?
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Stu, in honor of, well, I think Jackie Schimmel came up with this title.
Yes.
What is the dish of the day?
So the dish of the day, due to last week, is called Deceitful Deviled Eggs.
Nice. And where can people get the recipe?
People can get the recipe at Chef Stuart O'Keefe on my Instagram and then tastybites.net. It's up already. I posted it this morning.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, it was about 2 weeks ago. Chef Stu went to Palm Springs. Apparently his ex was there and he failed to tell me that his ex was there and staying in the same house. It was a slip of the mind. It was a slip of the mind. So that's why, hence the new recipes like Deceitful Deviled Eggs.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right. So I do want to mention, I don't think they've announced the show when it's actually being released, but I think it's in June. And so allegedly. And so I've been on all these Zoom calls with marketing executives and PR executives and how they want to promote the show. What I find interesting is that, I don't know if you've noticed this, and you guys do Zooms with SiriusXM, right? Okay. When I go on the Zoom, all right, there's like six people on, let's say. Only the pretty people are on video. Have you noticed that?
Of course.
And it's always the good-looking people. So, of course, I'm on video.
Obviously.
And then there's usually like another pretty person on video. And then no one else is on video.
And four other are just there.
But then what happens is the uglies realize, like, oh, shit.
Uglies.
Oh, shit.
That's like, the group name.
They're
the uglies,
right? They realize that those two or three are on video. Now we have to go on video. Mm-hmm. So, in the next 5 minutes, you start to see them show up on the video, and they look like shit.
Yeah,
like they don't look showered. Their hair's up in a bun. Like,
how dare you?
I know, but you look showered. You look showered.
Alyssa is wearing a bun.
This is gorgeous.
Showered.
What are you talking about?
No makeup.
I am showered. Jameson's on bun watch. Too,
I am on bun
she's
watch.
She's a little unravelly.
So apparently what they're going to do is they're going to do like some during, I think, Pride weekend here.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
They're like renting this really nice venue and they're going to do a brunch, like a 4-hour brunch. And so I've talked them into, so they want me there. And I said, sure. And I'll bring the whole cast and then I'm going to bring some chumps. And they said, well, you know, it's for press and influencers. And I was like, but you know, it's 4 hours and the venue can accommodate 150 people. I said, I think it'd be great to bring my family. And they're like, oh, your family, like your family. I'm like, my family is like Jeff Lewis Live listeners. So they've agreed to let me invite like a shit ton of Jeff Lewis Live listeners. So it's
how
gonna
many?
Be, well, if the venue can accommodate 150 people and then it's 4 hours long, I imagine we can invite hundreds of people.
Oh, my God.
I would
think. You want to pack it out.
That's what I want to.
Because people are going to be going in and out anyway.
Oh, where's
they're
this
not going to
be?
Stay for 4 hours.
I just have to factor this into my Pride plans. Because Pride's a big weekend for me.
Okay. And by the way, the way that we did it, because they want to do some 12-hour open house. I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Like,
well,
am I not doing 12 hours?
Paige is going to be asleep the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. She'll miss it.
Don't take a gummy.
I'm like, that's stupid. And I said, first of all, you're going to be competing against all these Pride events if you go late into the evening. I said, let's do the morning.
Let's do the morning.
And that way you could start off at my event and then just move on
to
Pride.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So we've had like 3 Zoom calls, you know, going over this, but I got my way. And then they said to me like, well, you know, and I never said a word. They said, well, you know, we would like to maybe hire a celebrity chef to put together the brunch. Do you know one?
Isn't that crazy?
I sure
was
do.
Like,
that's
I'm
so
like,
crazy.
Actually, yes, I do. I'm dating one.
He's in my bed right now.
So
I'm inside of him.
They said, oh, that's...
Jameson.
Jameson,
my God.
I don't know, it's Friday. It's
just like, whatever.
Loosey-goosey up in here. Woo!
Wow.
Wow. All right. So this happened yesterday. I said, okay, well, I'm going to forward you Stuart's information.
Oh, no, it's Jeff, stop.
I'm going to forward you Stuart's information. And I said, you know, you guys can now work with him directly. So, but they CC'd me on the email.
Oh, God.
Okay. So the woman's name is Callie.
Okay.
Callie. So I look, I see the
shout
email.
Shout out, Callie.
I see the, and she's pretty, by the way. She does,
she
Callie's
does
the video.
Callie's always pretty.
Yeah.
Callie's really pretty. She does the video.
Got it.
Is it C-A-L-I?
C-A-L-Y.
Oh, Y.
Oh.
So yeah. I'm now walking.
That's why I was thrown off.
I'm walking into the doctor's office yesterday, and I see the email, and Stu's like, hey, Carly.
Oh, no.
So I
you are a dipshit.
That's what I said to him.
It's not fair. It was autocorrect, and I was with my trainer. I was like, shit, I need to get this email out. And I let her kind of type it out. It could have been worse. You know what it started off as? iCarly.
Why?
Because I said, hi, Carly. Okay. And then the H, like I was rushing and I missed the H. And I had to go back. I'm like, oh shit, it says iCarly.
So I text him. I'm like, hey, dumbass. Her name is Callie, not Carly. And then I wrote slow learner. So, and then
I sent an apology back to her. I'm like, oh, it's my autocorrect. I'm so sorry.
And so then he texted me back. He's like, I fixed it. I'm like, great, Chef Stoops.
That's very cute.
So I call him Chef Stoops, and then Monroe calls him Chef Poo.
It's unbelievable. Just kind of, like, I'm so nice.
You're in a
family. I brought her
of
a beautiful
now.
Easter basket.
You did.
How did she like the chicken nuggets that you made her?
Oh, do you want me to tell you exactly
okay, if
what
I
she
was
said?
There, this would not, that not, it wouldn't have happened. I mean, it would have, and then I would have corrected it. But what happened?
So Jeff was upstairs getting ready. It was the morning, and I came down after the chicken nugget thing. By the way, the chicken nuggets are amazing. Just, this kid is just impossible.
Blame it
so
on the kid.
I'm like, hey, I said, so you didn't like chicken nuggets? And she's like, she turned around. She's like, no, please don't make those again. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right.
I don't think she said, did she say please?
She said, please don't make those
good.
Again.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad she said please.
That makes it better.
Okay, good. I was worried. She's like, don't make those again.
Don't make those again. No, I think she said please.
Good.
I think she did.
Okay, yeah. Good. Now, do you think you should bread them more for her?
Well, I asked Lisa. I'm like, do you think I should bread them and then deep fry them and then toss them in butter? And I don't know what else to do. She's like, no, just noodles and butter. And then I'm trying to chef it up a bit. And I'm like, do you want some beautiful shaved Parmesan cheese in there for a nuttiness? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, just stop talking.
What did she say when she ate the nugget?
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either.
She was with her assistant.
Where were you guys?
I dropped them off.
Lisa?
Yeah, I dropped them off during the day so they could heat them up for her that night.
Okay, just, by the way,
can't win.
This morning when we were at the coffee place, when I used the restroom, I realized my zipper was down. And so it had been down all morning.
I wasn't in there.
But my point is, why didn't you fucking say something?
I didn't see it. Oh. Do you think I'm always looking at your crotch?
I was just going to say that.
You should be looking at my dick and not everyone else's.
I'm not.
Yeah, my zipper was down all morning. I was really fucking embarrassed.
Where? From the house?
From the house to through SiriusXM, through the coffee shop. Yeah.
Do you know what?
Was your favorite security guard there? Did she see it?
That's what you get.
My favorite security guard was there because I've been pushing the CBD gummies
on her. She didn't even tell you?
Yes.
Because she has trouble sleeping. And then you were my testimonial this morning.
I sure was. And now I corroborated.
She's down for the CBD gummies, but she doesn't take antidepressants, so she's not going to.
She's probably going to be fine.
Also, we need to make sure her company doesn't drug test her. Because that would come up a positive, and then she would get fired.
Oh, shit.
So they might
You're
do random.
You're so thoughtless,
but
Jeff.
She
you
should
don't
know
even
that.
Think of that.
She should know if she gets random drug tests.
Do they do that? So you can't have any CBD gummies?
I don't know.
Like that,
maybe
if companies drug test?
Maybe it's different now. Maybe it's just hard drugs like meth and coke. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, right? Have to stop doing meth?
Who cares about weed?
It sucks.
If it's legal in the state, then it should be fine.
Depends. THC is still.
I mean, I think
for.
They're not going to drug test me here at SiriusXM, are they?
No, it's cool, dude. I told you. We're cool parents.
Cool parents.
All right. So Paige was over last night. We're sitting outside, and we think
now?
That maybe Chef Stoops is really, really excited for this weekend.
I am. I'm really excited
because he started a conversation that never fucking ended, and to the point where we were ready to drown him.
Side note: I was not drunk. Go ahead.
Okay. He was spiraling out of control.
I just was so excited.
Out of control.
But these are kind of questions I ask. I don't know why.
So he's like, will you be working out this weekend? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I just feel like I know you. I just feel like you're just going to get up on a Saturday morning and you're just going to work out for 20 minutes.
So true.
And I'm wondering, should I bring my trainers? Because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to work out, Stu. And then he kept going with it, right?
Yes.
His trainers are his shoes.
But I could just see him going, hey, I'm going to go to the gym for 20 minutes. And then I'm in the bed at the hotel going fuck, I should have brought them. Because now he's looking at me like, you're a fat pig.
See,
you know what I mean?
And this, here we go. This is what he was doing.
No, but I go through this in my head.
He just wants to know the plan.
Exactly.
But he just kept going with it.
And
it
was very specific.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go on the elliptical. Don't you think that you'll do the treadmill? And it would be really nice if you worked out right next to me.
Just like to know these things.
It was out of control. And
I did go a bit far with it.
You are doing too
much
with the hypothetical situation.
Because my bag was packed. And I was like, shit, I'd have to pack trainers. And I'm like, I need another bag. And it's like this 2-day thing.
And this is what I said to him.
Packed enough already.
First of all, we're not flying. We're driving. I have a huge fucking car. Put the fucking shoes in the car. I don't care.
Throw if them you in the use back.
Them. I mean, literally, that's what happened. I was like, oh my God, can you fucking stop talking? I'm like, stop fucking talking about this. I've been on many trips with many men.
Oh.
No one's ever fucking talked to me for 20 minutes about their fucking trainers. I don't care. Put them in the car.
Just calm down. Jesus.
No, you need to calm down.
But you were losing your shit.
I was losing my shit because I...
Actually, let it go.
The two of them couldn't actually believe what was actually happening.
I couldn't hear him say the word trainers again. Say crack one more time. Crack.
And then this morning he's like, what's he talking about? His togs.
Oh, yeah. He said, oh, man, I think I need to pack my togs. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Swimming togs. We call them that in Ireland.
In my 30 years, I've never once heard
that. I've never heard it either.
T-O-G-S.
What do you guys call them? Swimsuit.
Swim trunks.
Swim trunks, swimsuit. Oh, T-O-G-S? Yeah. Togs?
Huh. Did you grab your togs for the pool? Like, that's what we'd say.
Like a tug on your tog?
Yeah.
Do you call a Speedo a Speedo? Like a bikini, like, what would you call? Is that a tog, too?
Yeah.
Like any bathing
togs
suit is all a tog.
Yeah, you're swimming togs.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. No, but Jeff, don't forget he was talking about what route are we going to take?
I know.
Do you know what? That's, we live in Los kidding. Angeles.
That was the
this
next
is
thing.
A valid question.
And we do that. We do. We talk a lot about back roads and freeways and the whole thing.
Okay, I need to back it up with why I asked you that, because I didn't think, I thought he would have to pick me up at my apartment. So if he was going to take the 10.
Oh my God.
He would not have come by my apartment. But if he was taking the 101, he'd be going north. I would pick me up on my apartment
on
the way.
By.
That was
this
really...
is the shit that he was talking about last night. And Paige finally was like,
thinking.
Shut the fuck up. Weighs it in the morning.
I mean, it's really not the time when you're like drinking and enjoying pretzels. However,
it's a fun conversation.
It's not.
You want to visualize it.
Nobody gives a shit. Are we going to take the 101? Should we take the PCH and have a really scenic drive up?
Oh, yes.
So nice, we could take the one. We'll get there at 5 o'clock this evening.
Do you remember? I was like, Stu, I'm going to ways it tomorrow, and we're going to find out the best possible route that will get us there quickest. And then he started questioning ways. Are you sure we should use ways?
Ways is the worst because it takes you.
That's what he said.
It takes you to streets where it doesn't have traffic lights.
I am ready to call it now. We got it.
Can I play Dr. Donna for a moment, though? Stu knows Jeff is very particular.
Yes.
He wants this to be a successful weekend. He wants to be prepared for anything you might throw at him.
We have an itinerary printed out.
Yes, he wants to set this trip up for success.
He's nervous because Scary Sherry said this is a make it or break it weekend.
She did.
I was like, you're either going to break up
sense.
On Sunday
yeah,
or
sense.
Yeah, or you're going to the next
no,
level.
It's going to be so good. I'm going to be so good. I'm going to be so proper.
Just
it's
remember to close
lovely.
The door.
Well, did you pack the trainers?
Yes, I did. Okay. They're in the car.
All right.
Did you pack underwear?
I packed so much fucking underwear. I could shit my pants 3 times a day.
So hot.
You gotta be prepared. But why is that a thing though? Because like I've heard this before. Like you go for like 2 nights somewhere. Like why did I pack 12 underwear? I'm preparing myself to shit myself like throughout the day.
It's like, you never know.
IBS.
You never know. No.
Paige has IBS.
I can understand.
I'm sorry, Paige.
Jeff!
No, sorry you told me that in confidence.
This is a safe space.
Paige, we're sisters in IBS.
I know, and I said that. Jeff was like, oh, do you want a cinnamon roll this morning? Do you want coffee? I go, no, Jeff, that's not going to be good.
Not in the morning.
I, as well as Jameson, have IBS, and he was like, oh.
He lit up.
Oh,
I did light up. I got something on her.
I can see the face.
So if you had a cinnamon roll this morning, would you shit yourself?
I mean,
like,
should you borrow some of Stu's underwear?
I got some in the car.
He's got 12 pairs in the car.
I would worry that I couldn't get through this radio show.
So, I mean, we've all been there.
So it happens that fast?
Oh, yeah.
I would never drink coffee before the show.
Thank you.
Really?
Coffee.
I see you guys drinking coffee, and I think they are on the edge of glory. They are living a life I do not know.
Wow.
Jameson.
I would never drink coffee unless I knew I had access to a restroom.
We are simpatico IBS sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when do you have coffee then?
Afternoon.
When you're gonna be home.
No. When I'm at the desk, like already things have settled. The day has settled.
This is disgusting.
I know. Why are we talking about this?
Why did you bring it up?
Oh my God.
So why don't we take a break? And I think when we come back, we're gonna do the newlywed game, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna be so fun.
We're gonna see who's more narcissistic. I'm gonna say Stu.
Hi.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Chef Stuart O'Keefe and Paige Davis. Okay, next week we have Monica Casey, Sherry O'Teary. We have Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman, Dr. Donna Dannenfelser. And on Friday, Carrie Lewis will be back. Okay, so we are... I do want to promote the book signing. It's on April 30th at Barnes & Noble, Fashion Island, Newport Beach.
Correct, from 11 to 1.
Chumps will be there.
Correct.
You and Amy Phillips will be there. You're doing a Q&A.
Jameson's
is moderating.
So excited, guys.
So fun.
And then a book signing after that. So it's a two-hour event.
Yes.
And then we're going to jump on Heather's yacht for a chump cruise.
Yes.
All right, so that's April 30th in Newport Beach. Okay, so we're going to play an episode of The Newlywed Game. Stu and I have been hanging out for about 2 months now. You're going to ask about
anniversary.
You're going to ask about 15 questions,
yep.
And we're going to see how well we know each other. So you'll ask what? Stu first, me first, what? How's this going
to
work?
So it actually goes to both of you, the question.
Okay.
And some of them you'll answer two things almost, and then some of them are more trivia questions.
Okay.
Let's start with one.
All right. Here we go. Where was the first date, Jeff?
Laura Hardware.
Laura Hardware.
Valentine's Day.
Correct.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Who is more romantic?
Me. Stu.
Okay. The only reason you think you're more romantic is because I tell you what to do.
That's such a fucking
I give you a fucking manual,
and
it's basically I hand you.
You,
I tell you,
you know what.
I'm
Next
more
question.
Romantic.
Next.
Spank me, daddy.
That was not resolved. Okay. What is the other's birthday, Jeff? What is Stu's birthday?
September 15th.
Shit. Mars 25.
It's the 24th.
Fuck. The 24th. Sorry.
Close, but.
Shit.
Are you writing that down?
Yeah, I'm going to write it down.
Right, oh, are we tallying who's getting the most credit? Okay.
Yeah, I said that last night and you didn't say anything, so I thought I had it right.
No, okay. he didn't say something and he rolled his
eyes.
I'll
never forget
it now. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Can you name each other's siblings? Jeff, what are Stu's siblings' names?
I only know Frank. I think you have one sister, two brothers, and I only know the name Frank, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
good.
And you, Frank is correct, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't get the other
one. The other two is Gronya and Graham.
Graham?
Like a graham cracker. Like
Graham,
yeah.
And Gronya?
Gronya, yeah, it's an Irish name.
Well, I figured.
Yours is, then you have Todd. And then I think the other one's like Kevin?
Close. Greg.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Evan. Some generic name. Can you name each other's recently deceased dog?
Jack.
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah!
Fuck.
All right, Jeff, this is a question to Stu, but you have to tell us what you would answer. Stu, what is Jeff's biggest annoyance about you?
Biggest annoyance about me.
No. So what do you get annoyed about that Stu does?
Oh, that's easy.
No, you can't answer first. Okay. Stu goes first.
I bite my nails.
No. He drinks too much and he lies.
That's a damn... That's such a load of shit. If everybody could see what you drink right alongside me, it's like this would just...
You have the reputation, though.
Because you've created it.
Okay, what else?
What was your first fight about?
Oh. I think I put you in the friend zone twice.
Yeah, he broke up with me twice.
Like yeah, in the beginning.
After the first date.
So that was what your fight was about?
I think so. I think, yeah. Right?
But we didn't fight over it.
Okay, then it would be when he went away.
Thomas.
Yeah,
okay.
Thomas. Yeah.
So you answered correctly for each other. Who is the first to admit that they're wrong?
I am.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I have no problem apologizing and saying I was wrong.
I think it takes some time. I think it takes a minute.
We get there, but I do. But I, you know, I think, but I will admit it.
But the question is, who apologizes first? Yes. And that would be me.
I'm fucking still waiting for one.
That would be me. It would be me.
Okay, so you're not on the same page. What are each other's middle names?
This is really funny.
Dennis.
Thomas.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Thomas. Twin flames.
Who is the better secret keeper?
Oh, Stu.
Neither of you, honestly.
No, I am.
Not me.
He has a fucking talk show.
Yeah.
He releases all those secrets of all of us.
That's true. I'm the worst. I'm the absolute worst.
Okay, so I win that one 100%. You agree that Stu... Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Who's louder in bed?
Stu.
I am. That's fine. I mean, I'm not... Okay, just to be clear, I'm not roaring like in bed. I mean, there's like a little bit of...
Okay, just leave it alone.
What is each other...
What is it like? What does it sound like?
I'm not going there.
Roar!
I don't even know.
It's like
know.
One of those Monica sound effects. Do you have that?
Suck it to me.
Definitely not that. Oh, my God.
All right. So this one, you're going to answer your answer for it and what you think the other person is going to say.
Got it.
Okay.
What is each other's worst habit? So, Stu, what do you think Jeff's worst habit is? And then he'll answer and then, yeah.
Shit. Jeff, go first. I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Like, I guess he's kind of absent-minded, so he leaves shit around, loses stuff, forgets to lock the car, forgets to close the doors, like that kind of thing.
Okay, Stu, what did you think that Jeff was going to say?
Just me leaving shit all over the house.
Okay. That's the same thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
But now you need to say what...
Oh, what annoys you about me?
Yes.
What's my worst habit?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think maybe because I obsess on things and I repeat over and over like Rain Man.
Okay, here's what kind of annoys me. Something will bother him and he won't say it, but he'll try and work it into a conversation so it doesn't seem like he's like reprimanding me for something. Does that make sense?
Okay, so do you have an example of that?
Like, I mean, maybe like the water around the sink. Like he was like, I could tell he was like obsessing over this for like days. And he's like, hey, Stu, see this towel right here? So we just kind of like to... because like as he's kind of like just before he brushes his teeth, I'm like,
okay,
why didn't you say it?
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay, I do that.
Not
it's
a
passive
there?
Aggressive.
Is
that, yeah, it's
passive aggressive. Aggressive. There you go.
Okay, what is each other's...
What did you say?
Not a match, I'm guessing.
He's like this.
It's
not a match.
Like, not a match. What is each other's shoe size?
He's a 12.
He's an 11 and a half.
Yep.
Do you guys share shoes?
Fuck no.
He could wear mine if he wanted to.
Okay, what color are each other's eyes? Don't look.
His are brown.
Brown.
They're fucking green.
They're green.
I don't know. Sorry.
How do you not know that?
Stop shouting at me. God. We're about to go on a trip.
How do you not know that? Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
It was so dark last night.
What are you talking about? talking
because
about?
Because we talked about this last night, and I was like, oh, I'll find out later.
So this is the first time you've looked into his eyes last night?
No, I do all the time, but like, you know.
He's usually got a bag over
dark.
His head.
From here, I could not see they're green from here.
Are these the only time you've looked?
Maybe.
To be fair, it is hard to see eye color through a furry mask. It's very difficult.
Oh, okay. Yes, that
is
true.
Really hard
it
to
is
see.
True.
I think it's confusing if the furry mask has like blue eyes
yeah,
and your eyes
like
are green.
It's so confusing.
Right.
It's easy to forget.
Okay, go ahead. Is that it?
Side note,
are we done with this game? I'm getting agitated.
Two more questions. Where did the other go to college?
Oh, he went to culinary school in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, you went to college in America. I mean, what the
Twin flames.
What a fucking dumb answer.
Well, I don't know the name. Am I supposed to know the name?
Yes.
You meant to ask. Go on. What's the last one?
What's the last one?
All right. Are you guys in love?
Yes. You better fucking answer.
Okay. Yes.
We went to the end of the, like on a high.
That
note,
was
like a nice
sweet.
Note.
Okay, all right.
I'm sweating now.
You are.
I know.
Threw your shirt really badly.
I, like, panicked, like for a second. I am. Yeah.
Did you? Are you bringing I drink I can T-shirt, please?
No.
Do not.
Do you want to stop off and we'll get it?
No. No. It's because it's not clean, right?
It's
at the bottom.
It's not. It's in the laundry right now.
By the way, I've been getting all of these DMs about when we were talking about Liat and Liz's new movie.
Yes.
The Sandy Hook. So people keep giving me ideas.
For the chumps?
For the chumps and what they would play. And I think one of the funniest ones is that Alyssa should play the bitchy, disgruntled 911 operator.
Oh, my God!
That's amazing.
Wait, that would be incredible.
You'd be so good
Oral
at it.
Oral headset. Hello.
I mean, the way that you answer the phone.
911, what's your emergency?
You wouldn't even do it that way.
Are you sure it's an emergency?
Are you a hot lesbian?
You have to announce it annoyed. Like, why are you fucking calling? Like,
that's like, what would happen?
What
happened now?
They think that Megan should play the drunk PTA mom.
Cute.
That's cute.
And by the way, when I saw Bad Moms with the Catherine Hahn character.
It was like written for
Megan. It was so written for her. I was texting her, watching the movie and be like, there is a movie about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is so Megan.
It is a biopic.
I guess I'm supposed to play the impatient dad in the carpool line.
Sure.
That's easy. Mm-hmm. We already talked about you would play the drama or improv teacher.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I've got for you, Stu, softball coach. Coach
oh,
Stu.
I like that.
Do you know how to throw a ball?
I love it. Yeah.
You're
no.
sporty. You like sports.
Yeah, yeah. I like sports.
Yeah, you're
tennis.
Athletic.
Yeah.
You have to be in a uniform the whole.
Oh, that's hot.
I'd like to throw my name in the ring as like a hot kindergarten mom.
Oh. You could be
specific.
A teacher.
Okay. Hot teacher, though.
Or like the teacher's assistant.
Of course.
Like,
no, whatever
young.
It'd be. I mean, yes, you could be like a crossing guard, like a hot crossing guard.
The student teacher, you know, the young, fun student teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll be hot.
Hot
young,
EMS
fun.
Person, like you're driving the ambulance.
By the way, when we talk about, you know, admitting that we're wrong, occurred to me last night. Do you remember Stu's now trying to backpedal about leaving the door open and letting Patrick out?
Oy.
What
swear,
did he
I
say to
this.
You, Paige, last night?
He said, you know, I don't really think that I would leave the door open like that. You know, it's just not something I would do. I think there's a fucking ghost in this house.
Yeah, exactly. I do.
So instead of
it just
accepting
doesn't make sense to me because I went to take the poop bag out. I came back.
Makes
in.
Sense to me, Stu.
I'm so good about closing the doors because of the cats. Like I do. I'm really mindful of it. I don't know. I feel like the ghost opened the door.
It's haunted, Jeff. Your house is haunted.
So there's a pattern here. Remember, he didn't leave his car unlocked. Someone cloned his fob. He did not leave the door open. We have a ghost that apparently opens those big, heavy doors.
You have had spirits
many
before,
minutes left.
Jeff.
I'm just
going to
stay
not...
silent for the next 22 minutes, okay?
It's not totally unheard of that Jeff Lewis would have a ghost
Stu,
in his home.
You did say that. You cannot take
oh,
it
no,
back
Oh, no, I definitely
now.
Said it. Absolutely. I just can't. I just don't understand why I would do that.
You know what sucks about it? Like, let's just say that Stu and I are together for a very long period of time. Mm. I will never, ever, ever, this will never come out of mouth. Stu, did you check the doors? Did you lock the doors before we left? That's never going
to
happen. I know now.
You have to be
forever, I have to lock all of the
That's
doors.
Nice. One job taken off my list.
One less thing to worry about.
One less thing to worry about. It's nice.
Did you turn the alarm on? That's never going to happen. No. I have to do it.
Just don't give me the code.
How are you in your own apartment? Is everything open? The stove's
on? No, it's
locked.
Like,
what's
like,
going on over there?
I have
there?
Like a camera on my door. I have one of those Nest with the keypads.
Yeah.
How I get in and out. I can lock it from my phone, unlock it. I'm very, you know, technological that way. Okay. I do lock the door. Yeah. Okay. I don't leave it open.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you check it before you go to bed every night?
No.
Oh. Oh, I
could go on my app and see like the door is locked, but I know it's like I know I press that button and it's
well,
locked.
Apparently you don't know.
It's the sliding doors; they're different.
You left the front door unlocked too. You did that.
You know what? You lied about that yesterday.
That's bullshit.
I did actually close that. I was listening yesterday. I was like, the motherfucker. Like,
are you serious? You did leave the front door unlocked.
Guys, we're going to Santa Barbara. Can we try to be nice? Woo-woo.
Okay.
Wait till after Santa Barbara.
Look, doesn't you know, always accept responsibility.
Oh
he
God.
Does lie. He
Stop.
Does drink a lot. However, he makes me laugh all day, every day.
And that's what it's about.
It is. Honestly, if you can't laugh with your partner, then what's the point of being with them?
Right.
It's
right.
true.
And looks good
Imagine
in
Imagine if talks. I did everything right, how boring that would be.
So boring. We'd have no content for the show.
Yeah.
Laugh and drink with your partner.
By the way, yesterday when I took Monroe's in Hawaii. She's the Tower Bar in Maui, probably right now.
Aloha.
With Daddy Gage. And Shane and I were in the car and we were, you know, doing our fake crying.
Of course.
Of course, like next level crying. Like, we're going to miss you
Sobbing.
So much. I'm so sorry. I'm going to miss you. You know, the whole thing. And she's like, calm down. She's like, calm down. Stop it. I'm like, I just can't help it. It's going to be 5 days. I love you so much. Please FaceTime me, the whole thing. And then, but it was so funny. Like, she was just like, relax.
Get a hold of yourself.
Fuck. And then, she's like, Daddy, would my aunt be your sister?
Oh.
And I was like, where are you learning all this?
Genius.
I said, you are correct. And I was like, I said to Shane, I'm like, she is learning so much in preschool. And she's like, I didn't learn it at school. I learned it on TV. Good. Good. I'm glad that she's watching all that TV.
What is she watching?
Soap operas?
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
I don't watch. I just give her
he just hands her the iPad. He just hands her the iPad. Have at it.
She's watching Sex in the City.
No, do you remember? That was really funny. When I accidentally, when the TV went on itself when she was a baby and I walked in and the TV was on and she was watching, was it Lindsay Lohan's Beach?
Beach Club? Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club? Or
yes.
Something?
And she was like two in her crib, like watch, because the TV went on its own. I don't know what happened.
Ghosts.
The ghost.
This is
the ghost.
I'm telling this you. Is how you party in Mykonos, bitch.
Oh my God. Next, she's going to be like, can I go to Mykonos, Daddy?
That's what she would say.
Well, have you FaceTimed her yet?
Well, she just got there last night.
Oh, last night.
I
okay,
did
gotcha.
Pull a Doug and I did the flight tracker.
Mm.
Because,
yeah, good.
Because
it's
I can't.
Kid.
Because I can't do like, hey, you know, did you guys take off on time? Did you land? Okay, because we don't have that kind of communication. So
just
I just.
Basic knowledge.
Can you just ask your attorney if the plane landed?
Right. So I just. I tracked the flight and they landed at like 8.
Okay, good.
So.
They're going to have a great trip.
They are.
Yeah.
I think they really
are. They
are. I'm actually excited
for
her.
Be nice for her.
Both my kids are gone this weekend. If you know, Shane is not here today. Mm-hmm. He is in New York. So it was a good weekend to get away.
You got me all to yourself. He's like, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's why he packed it with so many things. I mean, you're going to be
well,
like,
he's
chumps
just, well,
at highway
I mean,
low.
God knows. There could be like another appearance tonight somewhere.
Oh, please don't announce that. But I'm excited for Hideaway Low tomorrow. I am.
I can't
and
wait.
By the way, if anyone's
it's
interested in shopping,
so
you go to The Hideaway Low, and they now have a Jeff, I think it's a Jeff25 is the code. So it's 25% off any of their wine, which is a good deal.
Very good.
I think so. And then how did that Pinot, that bottle of Pinot ended up in that, do you remember last night, like under the refrigerator, there's that bottle of Pinot. I don't know why it was there, but it was really exciting to find that bottle of wine.
It's like Easter.
Rare.
Yeah. It wasn't in that wine thing. It was on the.
Oh, it was in the refrigerator?
No, it wasn't in there. Anyway, I was very excited to find that.
That I brought over? I don't know.
I don't know. So, by the way, that brunch event, they wanted, as you know, they wanted to keep it open. I said, that is ridiculous. You're going to have 9 homeless people lined up in the buffet. And then the one PR was like, well, that would be really good PR, you know, for Jeff Lewis
to feed. You could use that for
your image. To feed the homeless.
Yes.
There's like 7 people now. And I'm like, no one is going to buy that. I'm actually trying to get them removed. So the last
like
thing I'd be doing
it's big
is
enough
feed them.
That I'm doing a pride event. Okay, let's do baby steps.
Right. Yeah. There's no way. But I did say, I'm like, you can't open it. I'm like, you're going to have a bunch of dirt bags there.
Oh my God.
It's got to be invite only, reserved.
A bunch of uglies.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a list. It can't just be a free-for-all.
Send in a photo, your stats.
That's what they did for the Playboy parties. Mansion, yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. A picture of you in a bikini.
Well, Jeff Lewis Live listeners are hot. I don't worry about that. I'm so glad they've opened it up to Jeff Lewis Live listeners.
That'll be nice.
When's the last time you got Botox? Mm.
Yes, that's a prerequisite question.
Yeah. Are you pregnant?
I just get mad about that charity. It's upsetting to me that they took that charity away from me. We're going to take calls. Linda in Boston, good morning.
Hi, guys. I have to disagree. I've got 2 points real quick. First, okay. I disagree. Zeolissa is the sweetest woman in the world to answer the phones. I love her so much. You be nice to her because she's going somewhere. So you be nice to her, Jeff. And second is,
where's she going?
A couple weeks ago and said,
I'd like to know where she's going.
She's going to go. Oh, she's going to. I have plans for her. She knows, and I'm not going to ruin it. But I'm telling you, I called 2 weeks ago and said, Jeff, don't fuck it up. I love chefs, too. You're going to mess it up. Andrew's not going to like them. Watch What Happens Live won't have them. You better not fuck it up. I take it back. I'm eating crow. I'm calling to say I'm wrong. I love you two together. Do not fuck it up, Jeff, but I love you two together. You guys are great together, but don't fuck it up. I love you together.
Linda, thank you. Do you remember the Palm Springs weekend, like 2 weekends ago? Who fucked up what?
We've moved on.
Okay. We have. I don't know why people are blaming me. Okay, Matthew in New Jersey, I've been waiting for your call. You were supposed to call me yesterday. Oh, but we didn't have any phones. Let me give you Alyssa's cell phone.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes. What happened?
Yes. So I got to ask 2 questions, and my first question was whether Garcelle would do Jeff Lewis Live. And she said that she told you she already would do the show. She said she would do it, and I said, could you follow up with them? And she said yes. And she actually just posted on Instagram right as the show started. So I'm sure she'll do the show. And then I asked her, she said on Watch What Happens Live that Denise Richards would come back to Beverly Hills if Lisa Rinna left the show. And I just asked her a follow-up with that. And she said, and I got in trouble for that. So I guess we get to see that in the upcoming season. And then Dorinda was there, and Dorinda stood up. And she goes, there's one thing about all housewives. They're inspirational, they're aspirational, and they're brave. And she and the whole audience erupted in applause. So it was a great event, and I had so much fun, and I can't wait to hear her on the show.
Okay, but she said she'd do the show, but then she doesn't commit to dates. And my theory is that she's good friends with Heather Dubrow, and she was at the Dubrow Super Bowl party.
Oh.
So I think her allegiance is to Dubrow, and I think that's why. I think she's trying to save face and, like, be political and diplomatic, but I do feel like that's the reason why she hasn't committed to a date. That's just my theory. Thank you, Matthew. Well, I appreciate you following up, though. Sorry you couldn't call in yesterday because all of our phones were down at SiriusXM. Okay. Erica in Boston, good morning. Erica?
Hello?
Hi. You're live.
Yes?
Yeah?
Hi, Jeff. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm finally talking to you. I absolutely love you. You are my favorite person. I just have to tell you that.
Thank you, Erica.
I have 3 things. One, I hate Heather Dubrow. I absolutely fucking hate her, and so I guess exactly where you're coming from.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
She sucks.
Even her castmates hate her.
Two, she's the worst. 2, she's so fucking condescending. If I was on the cast, I'd rationally scream at her because she sucks.
That's so funny.
But anyways. Second, I'm the person who DMs you all the time about the Bitch Blossom candle because I'm dying for you to resell it again because I have one and I use it every day and it's almost gone and I really, really, really want them.
I am so sorry. I don't think we're bringing that back. I think that it's sold out and we're gonna work on something new for summer.
That's fine. And then the third thing is,
Okay,
I have a question. Oh, well, this is for Stu.
Yes, good.
How does Jeff compare to Andy in terms of dating?
Oh, wow. Oh,
God. Well, I'm dating Jeff. I'm dating Jeff a long time now, like 2 months and stuff.
You dated Andy for 3 months.
So it's such a shitty question for me. Well, obviously, I'm here with Jeff, so I like Jeff more. That's it.
Well, okay.
And Jeff lives in Los Angeles, so, you know.
Okay, so it's geographically.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm just geographically desirable.
Jesus
Otherwise,
Christ.
You would be with Andy. Yeah. That's what I got
from
that.
No.
Okay.
That's not that.
Alyssa and I would be working for Andy too if he was.
Yes. No, I get that. I get that.
It's just same, a geographical.
Basically,
same.
Everyone geographical. Chooses same. Andy yeah. over you, Jeff.
No, I didn't say that.
That's fine.
I much prefer Jeff.
Andy has a better personality. All right, Genesis in Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Hi, you're live.
Hi. Sorry, I'm still taken aback by the hot tea that was spilled that Stu dated Andy. I did not know that. Was that like widely known?
It's come out on this show.
Yeah, he wrote about it in a the few book times. Of like an Irish chef.
But he didn't know your name. He didn't say your name, right?
No, he didn't say my name.
He never said your name.
There's only one.
Well,
Irish
I like you guys better.
Me too.
I like you guys better anyway.
I like them. But, together, frankly.
So I was calling because I wanted to make a comment about the Venus, the CBD versus the THC.
Yes.
So I am a federal employee, and unfortunately, I cannot smoke weed, and that includes consuming anything like that has THC. So for those of you that get drug tested, you could do it where it's legal, but if you're a fed, you still can't because federally, marijuana is still illegal. So just be mindful of that to stick to the CBD and not the THC if you do get drug tested, because then you probably will get fired.
Okay. So if I take these gummies, because even though it's just like one or two gummies a night, the THC would still be in my system and I would fail the drug test?
Eventually, yeah. It, depending on how much it like builds up in your system, yeah. You can. So maybe once if you're feeling frisky and you want to risk it, but I would not all the time.
Okay, this is what I'm recommending. I'm recommending you go to venuscbd.com. You use code Jeff. You get 30% off on the Restful Night Sleep Bites. Then what I would do is order U-Pass or urine, which is what we've had here before, which is that synthetic urine. And then you can pass if you're in a federal employee, you could then pass your drug test. Would you consider that, Genesis?
I would consider it.
She's like, I don't want
but
to
I'm
fired.
Still going
to
try the CBD because I hear it's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. But the THC and the combination of the melatonin, you're going to sleep, what is it, 24 hours? And combined with antidepressants, it really, really works. She needs to do CBD, THC, melatonin, antidepressants.
Lexapro. Add it
Lexapro.
In. Yep.
And then you'll sleep for 3 days. It's perfect. By the way, when I was talking to Amazon about this brunch event, they want to do a gift bag.
And she's like, we should put Lexapro.
I was going to ask you about that.
Baldos, yeah.
And she's CBD. Like, what do you want to put in there? And I was like, condoms, yes, plan B. Yes. But then I also told them they should probably have a medic standing by. Thank God where they want to do the venue is right next to Cedar Sinai.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So if somebody stops breathing, somebody needs their stomach pumped, because they don't have no idea what they're in for with the Jeff Lewis Live listeners.
No.
I can't believe
this
they
is going
to
be
that.
Like your cruise.
It's going to be so fun. That's what it is.
It's going to be a great Saturday.
Happening.
And see, Amazon will let it happen. Not fucking SiriusXM.
Well,
cock
too
blockers.
Bad.
I bet they're charitable people too, Amazon, unlike SiriusXM.
Perhaps.
Don't you think? All right, Waze, Autocrack, Shark Story. Okay, Courtney in Chicago.
Hi, Andy. Shout out Shane.
Andy! Oh.
Are you serious right now, Courtney?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was reading Radio Andy on my phone, and then my brain just said Andy.
She's imagining Stu and Andy fucking.
God. Yeah. And I'm sure Stu imagined Stu and Andy fucking.
No, I don't.
You better
stop
not say
words
his
in my
name.
Mind.
You
like
better
a
not say.
Left.
Don't be like Courtney and then say his name. Thanks, Courtney. We're gonna actually hang up on you now. So you can go. When is Andy on? So she can call in?
Next week, Monday.
Yeah, next Monday. You can call in Andy's show next Monday, Courtney. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Paige, thank you so much
it
for being
so
here.
Fun.
Stu, you ready to
so
go?
Fun. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Are you checking Waze?
Yep.
Yeah. Check Waze. No,
the
check Google Maps.
The 101.
The 101. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is a highway,
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.